Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Last week while I was gone, Kelly and David were talking about IHOP, how the International House of Pancakes is going to change their name to IHOB.
Yeah, and it's so strange. It threw me off. What does the B mean?
Well, so now we know, because I heard you guys debating and it was on social media. A lot of people talked about that on social media. The International House of Burgers.
Behold.
That's what it is.
Get it?
Because it's B. Yeah.
Wow. Have y'all ever had a burger from there?
I don't think about that. When I go to IHOP, I want pancakes every time.
I want breakfast stuff, yeah.
I've never once thought about getting anything but breakfast there, no matter what time it is.
Maybe they're going to start just being experts in burgers.
And maybe they're really good. Maybe we don't know. You know how sometimes you go to a place like, hey, I know they sell this. Like there's a place, Topps Barbecue. Uh-huh. Jimmy Hart and Jerry Lawler swear the barbecue is really good, but the cheeseburgers are even better.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it's like a barbecue place that's kind of known for having great cheeseburgers.
But look at this, is throwing me off, man. I've already gone to their Twitter. Okay. Look at this.
What is it?
Burgers everywhere.
Ooh, they look good.
So the cover photo is burgers, and they look amazing. And then their profile is burgers so burger and good, we changed our name to IHOB for burgers.
That's interesting.
I swear I didn't write that.
Is that a stunt, a publicity stunt, or is this real?
I don't know.
Think about the millions and millions just to change like
the
signs and menus and all that stuff.
But the millions and millions of people who have been paying attention to IHOP now.
All right. The International House of Burgers. It's big.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I really believe I missed out on probably the biggest opportunity of my life.
What was that?
What? I'm just very excited.
I can't even explain what David just did.
He took a breath right before he went on, and his tongue like came out of his mouth.
No, it didn't.
I swear, David, it looked like you were going to be a dinosaur in Jurassic World.
No, it didn't. That's the dumbest thing.
I swear on everything.
Because when it happened, me and Brandon made eye contact and was like, what just happened?
We gave each other a look.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. But what I'm talking about is a show at the CMA Music Fest in Nashville.
Yeah.
They're playing at Nissan Stadium, and then they hear the start of Sam Hunt's new song, Downtown's Dead. But there's no Sam Hunt on the main stage. Uh-oh. People are kind of freaking out. Turns out he was in the crowd. And someone actually spotted him, got the video of it. Listen to this. It's awesome. Yeah.
He's just sitting there. Right?
Yeah, he's chilling.
Now people are looking like, is that him? That's cool, y'all. We should have been here.
Yeah.
Listen to them sing the hook. I'm just telling you, that's a new song. If you have the whole stadium singing along, that's freaking cool.
Absolutely. If you want to check out the full video, it's up now at the BBITM blog on KFIN.com.
So Garth Brooks is talking about new music. We alluded to that last week. He says that he has a new single that he's ready to put out very soon that's kind of a honky-tonk single. One of those kind of party, fun, Garth, upbeat, run around the stage type songs. He's also talking about a massive tour. Here's how he described the tour. He said, quote, "The biggest thing I've ever done on the road." We'll know more about that on July the 9th from Garth.
So several new videos came out over the weekend. We have the first one is Sugarland's new song, Babe, that was written by Taylor Swift. And basically it stars Jennifer Nettles in Quit laughing at me. It stars Jennifer Nettles as a rich housewife, all right? So everything's perfect. She's got the perfect marriage, the perfect life, the perfect house. And then in walks Taylor Swift as a redhead and basically steals all of that away.
Watch out. You really blew this thing. I do love that song. What else is out?
We've got Little Big Town. Summer Fever is out, and that's a really good one. It's basically a video all about the summer, and it's them riding bikes on the beach, in the swimming pool, partying at night, and it's really good. It's a good, feel-good summertime movie. Video.
This ranks up there with E.T. as one of my favorite movies.
I would like to clarify it's not a movie.
Yeah, tell us about the next movie.
It's a video. The next movie / video is Kelsea Ballerini has her song out, I Hate Love Songs. And basically she's poking fun at everything romantic that has to do with couples. And it's really cute. I hate love
songs. Yeah, check out all of these movies on the BBITM blog. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What a day today. Fifth row WWE tickets, Shania Twain tickets. David auditioned for WWE earlier this morning wearing my 8-year-old's clothes.
And it was actually pretty impressive.
Thank you.
It's up on David's social media if they want to go check it out.
David on KFIN Twitter and Instagram.
It's pretty funny. Some pretty funny responses so far as well on that. Plus, we talked to Emily Doggett, Miss Greater Jonesboro, who is a part of the Miss Arkansas pageant coming up this week. It's a big week for all those contestants who are looking for the scholarships and the crown. So we'll talk to more of those contestants as we go throughout the week as well. But right now, at this point, we told you to be listening because we were going to announce a winner for Front Row WWE tickets and backstage meet and greet passes.
Woo!
David, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. David has randomly gone through and selected one person who will win Front Row tickets and backstage passes. And that person's name is...
Rachel O'Neill.
Rachel O'Neill!
Rachel O'Neill!
Rachel O'Neill.
The winner of Front Row tickets and backstage meet and greet passes for tonight's WWE event at First National Bank Arena. We're talking about Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be there, Charlotte Flair, The Miz, Samoa Joe, The New Day is going to be there, Sheamus and Cesaro, Becky Lynch, who we talked to just the other day, she's going to be there, Asuka, Naomi, Rusev Day in Jonesboro, all the stars tonight. First National Bank Arena. More info on our website, which is KFIN.com. And David, what's on TV tonight?
All right. On TV tonight, Brandon, we have The Bachelorette. That's on at 7. That includes Keyshawn Johnson, who's going to be doing some kind of play-by-play. He's the football dude.
Yep.
And Richard Marks.
What's he doing?
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Oh, that's a great song.
There's supposed to be some drama on there tonight, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. On The Bachelorette? Mm-hmm. You don't say.
Already.
Never would have guessed that. You also have So You Think You Can Dance. That's on at 7 o'clock on Fox, the TV network. And then we have James Corden, who has Shania Twain.
Ooh.
Hey.
And she's in Little Rock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And Seth Meyers has Devin Dawson.
Oh, sweet.
So country music is represented very well in late TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning on 107.9 KFine.